This month, NPR News has been examining the debate over getting AIDS drugs to developing nations. Some drug companies have begun offering discounts on drugs for patients in those countries, though many say the price cuts haven't been deep enough to have any practical effects. Lost in the debate is the situation in the United States, where continuing high prices of AIDS drugs have put them out of reach for many. Two new studies published in today's New England Journal of Medicine emphasize the disparities in AIDS treatments in America. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The two new studies in today's journal show that treating people living with HIV in the United States is a relative bargain. Dr. Kenneth Friedberg of Partners Healthcare in Boston, who led one study, says HIV therapy buys years of good quality life at a yearly price that compares favorably to other common treatments.
It's $13,000 to $23,000 to extend one person's life in excellent health. It's similarly cost-effective to the treatment of high blood pressure. It's more cost-effective than treating high cholesterol, which is something we routinely do, more cost-effective than screening mammograms, and certainly more cost-effective than the treatment of breast cancer.
But it would be a mistake to conclude that all HIV-positive Americans get access to precious drug treatments when they should. Even in Massachusetts, known as one of the most generous states for making HIV treatment widely available.
We can truly say there is no financial barrier to getting care for people with HIV and AIDS.
Jean McGuire heads HIV and AIDS programs at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
And yet, in spite of that, our data indicate that 30% of the people who are diagnosed with AIDS are diagnosed at the point that they also find out that they have HIV infection. In other words, we've missed this long period from their initial infection to the development of AIDS, where we could have been providing them with services and with medications, both to keep them healthier and alive longer, but also to impact the further transmission of disease.
The problem is complex. Since 1996, HIV drugs have drastically lowered hospital costs for AIDS patients, but that's offset by the high price of the drugs. And by keeping people alive and under treatment longer, total costs go up. That presents a problem for people who rely on state and federal programs to pay for HIV care. Those programs have limited budgets and restrictions. Thus, a second study finds that low-income women and African Americans with HIV are much less likely to be getting effective drug therapy than privately insured white men. Dr. Samuel Bozzetti of the RAND Corporation led that study.
Only about half of people with HIV infection are in regular care. By regular care, we mean seeing a doctor every 6 months.
In an editorial, the New England Journal of Medicine calls for deeper discounts on HIV drugs, echoing what many are demanding in developing nations. In the past few days, two leading drug makers have announced they will sell their AIDS drugs in the third world for only a few hundred dollars a year. That's believed to be close to the actual cost of production.
Having companies come out and say, this is what it costs us to make this pill. It costs us $500 to make a pill that we're charging $5,000 a year for, so we'll give it to you for $500. I think it's extraordinary. It has huge implications for the worldwide pharmaceutical industry. In terms of pricing, you know, the dam has been breached in the third world. There's no holding it back now.
Until now, Bozzetti says, it was enough for drug companies to show that their products saved money by avoiding more expensive and less effective care.
Even at these prices, these drugs represent a good value. You save money using them. They're clearly worth it. Now, the question is, are there reasons to think that they ought to be a better value?
That question is exactly what drug companies fear most. It sets up a debate about how high drug prices need to be in wealthy nations to keep the new drugs coming. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.